Welcome to the Bozeman Brief, an AI-powered podcast on the city of Bozeman.
Today's episode covers the June 10, 2026 meeting of the Gallatin Valley Metropolitan Planning Organization's Transportation Technical Advisory Committee, where members got their first look at a scored list of 116 transportation projects being considered for the region's first ever long-range transportation plan.
Also on the agenda, a budget amendment, the draft fiscal year 2027 work program, and a background report on the Valley Center Spur connection. The committee had 9 members present and a quorum to conduct business.
First up, the committee unanimously recommended that the Transportation Policy Coordinating Committee approve a $53,159 amendment to the current fiscal year 2026 work program. MPO Manager Jeff Butts explained the additional funds would cover GIS work performed by consultants after staff departed the MPO, extra modeling work on population projections, and enhanced spring community engagement across 3 open house workshops in Belgrade, Bozeman, and Four Corners. The money comes from staff salary savings, skipping a second out-of-state conference, and a $20,800 draw from reserves.
Butts then presented a draft fiscal year 2027 Unified Planning Work Program for initial review, with no vote required. The MPO operates on a federal fiscal year starting October 1st. One item Chair Nick Ross flagged: staff is recommending the MPO return 2 continuous count stations it had planned to self-fund, citing difficulty finding technically feasible locations, rising costs, and the fact that new signal detection technology can capture similar data. Ross noted the capital and operating savings would flow back into the MPO for future planning.
Butts also noted that rent, office operations, and cleaning now total about $50,000 annually, consuming a notable share of the MPO's planning funds. The draft budget leaves approximately $202,000 in reserves, earmarked for the next long-range plan cycle. The committee will vote on the work program next month.
The bulk of the meeting focused on the long-range transportation plan project scoring. Consultants from Nelson Nygaard presented results from spring community workshops held in Belgrade, Bozeman, and Four Corners, where residents participated in interactive stations, including budget allocation exercises and map-based project drawing. An online survey collected 102 public comments focused on safety, multimodal connections, and links between communities.
From an initial pool of over 1,100 collected projects, the team filtered down to 116 that had sufficient detail for scoring against 21 metrics tied to the plan's 6 adopted goals, covering safety, system preservation, mobility choices, quality of life, land use coordination, and freight reliability. Projects were displayed in 4 tiers, using natural breaks rather than raw scores.
Committee member John Howe, MSU's Associate Vice President for Facilities Management, asked to see actual scores rather than just tiers, and raised a question about whether the scoring accounts for the number of users a project would serve. The consultants said they could add that metric through GIS. Chris Saunders, a city staff member, suggested a cost per benefited user metric would be useful as projects move toward the Transportation Improvement Program.
Ross cautioned against expanding the scoring scope beyond the current contract, noting that the ranked list doesn't lock in a funding sequence, and that timing considerations, some projects may not be needed for a decade, will factor into later decisions. The consultants outlined next steps, modeling 3 alternative investment scenarios this summer, and conducting prioritization workshops before reaching a fiscally constrained project list, targeted for adoption by November.
The final item was a background report on the Valley Center Spur, a short connection between East Valley Center Road and Frontage Road through a narrow interstate underpass. Butts recommended a near-term pedestrian signal on Frontage Road, where people are already crossing on foot, followed by a longer-term feasibility study for an underpass and trail connection. Ross added that Bozeman recently closed responses on a request for qualifications to begin pre-design on a shared-use path along Frontage Road from this intersection to the Cherry River fishing access.
One member of the public, Marilee Brown, commented on the Valley Center Spur report, saying she had read it and found the gathered information thorough. The committee also welcomed Jason Murphy, Belgrade's acting public works director, who replaces the previous Belgrade representative.
The committee meets again in July to vote on the fiscal year 2027 work program and continue reviewing the long-range transportation plan project list. This has been a CivicCast AI production. Review the meeting video at bozeman.net to verify accuracy. Thank you for your interest in local government.